Unit 1.11. Exercise 5, page 27.
Transport. Gondolas. In a city like Venice, it stands to reason that the principal mode of transport would be some sort of boat. Say the word gondola, and romantic moonlit evening spent lazily floating along any one of Venice's countless canals springs to mind. However, gondolas are far more than that. Before the advent of motorized boats, gondolas, because of their maneuverability and speed, were used to transport both people and goods within the city and to the nearest islands. Originally used as a private means of transport for the wealthy, gondolas quickly became a sort of taxi for people of all classes to get from one part of the city to another. Borough taxis. There is a very interesting means of transport available in Spain. In places like Malaga or Mijas, tourists can see the sights from the back of a donkey, or burro as they are called. Back in the 1960s, a group of tourists spotted some workers riding their burros back from their fields. After having their pictures taken with the burros, the tourists asked if they could go for a ride. The workers agreed that they could for a small fee, and the tradition of the burro taxi was born. In the town of Mijas, there are about 60 of these four-legged taxis, and even if you don't know exactly where you want to go, the burro's owner will take you for a pleasant half-hour ride along the main streets for a very reasonable price. The Troika. The Troika, a Russian carriage or sleigh drawn by a trained team of three horses running abreast, is for many a symbol of mighty Russia herself. It developed as a means of efficiently crossing vast distances and negotiating long and difficult roads at great speed. Up until 1860, the Troika was the primary means of transport in Russia. A journey in a Troika is a wild, exciting, and memorable experience. The horses that pull the troika are arranged so that the center horse moves straight forward at a trot, while the two outer horses move at a smooth gallop with slightly outward bent heads. The jingling sounds of bells on these elaborately decorated, colorful sleighs can be heard for miles around. The troika has come to mean so much more to the Russian people than a mere means of transport. It is an image of Russian freedom and the Russian soul and spirit. Pedicabs. Visitors to Britain may be surprised to come across a new form of transport. Virtually silent and non-polluting, pedicabs in cities such as London and Edinburgh can be hired to take you to the restaurant or theatre of your choice, or simply to see the sights. But what is a pedicab? It is actually a sophisticated form of a rickshaw, a form of transport that is common in the Far East. The pedicab is basically a lightweight tricycle that can carry up to three passengers and is powered by the driver, a fit young cyclist. Costing about £3 for a half-mile trip, pedicabs are not cheap, but they have certainly proved popular with tourists and their numbers are increasing.